on Dubai Eye 103.8.
All about health this afternoon. We are having our psychology hour from 4 o'clock today. Quite appropriate as I'm currently on the sofa broadcasting live from my home. It is a 2021 phenomenon and we are not immune here at Dubai Eye. We are staying safe and very grateful that technology can allow us to do that. And I can sit next to my dog and even wear my slippers and speak to you lovely lot, as well as some of the most amazing experts. It is Dr. Sarah Rasmu joining us after 4 o'clock today. And huge congratulations to both Claire and Amanda. We had two winners today. You've both won days out at Circuit X for, well, a whole day of adventures, BMXing, skateboarding and more. So from adrenaline to food, how is this? Are you feeling lucky? Because kicking off on the 21st of this month, that's Sunday, and running through until Thursday, the 25th of February at Dubai World Trade Center is Gulf Food. It is a big live in-person food and beverage event, and one for industry insiders, but also for you foodies as well, of course, being conducted in the safest business environment. They're bringing together some amazing chefs, Michelin star chefs from Italy, Portugal, Germany, and celebrating some of Dubai's biggest talents as well. They've got culinary theatrics, barista battles, more tastings than you can shake a wooden spoon at, and a really interesting lineup of ministers, food inventors, restaurateurs, and industry elite on the conference stage. If you want to be there, then you are in luck because we have got two VIP tickets for you right here, right now. And if you want to win them, you need to tell me this. In which country might you eat Wazwan? Generally reserved for special occasions, it's a multi-course meal that is basically revered as an art form that requires an empty stomach. There are traditionally 36 courses in the Wazwan feast and almost all are meat-based. Is it India or is it Iceland? Where would you eat it? 4001 with your guess and your name, please, or you can use the ARN Play app. We are exploring and extending our horizons a little bit today, looking at an alternative therapy. It's called Rolfing, developed by Ida Rolf as a structural integration. It's typically delivered as a series of 10 hands-on physical manipulation sessions, and it's often called the recipe. And Rolfing is famed for helping with posture, focuses on freeing restrictions or holdings trapped in a particular region of the body. And Andrew Rosenstock travels the world working with private clients, including A-list artists, athletes and celebrities, and doing pro bono work for those in need too. And he's taking appointments at Seva in Jumeirah 1 until March. Andrew joining us live on the line now to explain a little bit about it. And I managed to experience it, so I'm very interested to see how we're going to be able to explain this alternative therapy. Andrew, how are you?
I'm pretty good, Helen. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Are you in the gardens at Seva? I can hear birds singing.
I wish. I'm actually around the corner at the owner Ada's house right now. They're closed on Tuesday.
I'm glad you're getting a break because, as I said, you are in Dubai to work. You've just come from the Maldives where you were working with clients there. Tough life.
Yeah.
But you are one of the world-renowned experts in Rolfing. And I think we do need to kind of explain a little bit about it because, from my understanding, it seems to almost bridge the gap between the physical and the mental. Would that be fair?
I think that's fair. As you mentioned, you came in yesterday, so anything that you share is from your experience. So anything that you say with that, I'm happy to go along with.
Interesting.
Your experience.
Are you able to tell us some of the most common issues that clients come to see you about?
I mean, I think the most common that most people come into is generally like physical pains and or like posture issues. Those are the two that most people, but that's not limited to what it can be. But that's a pretty wide range of people.
I know I experienced it, but I'd love you to explain to everyone, why is it different from a massage and what happens in a typical session?
Well, first of all, I love the fact that you get yourself out of having to explain.
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Well, to be completely upfront, since we met and since I tried Rolfing, I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. It completely fascinated me, and I feel like I arrived with lots of questions, but I left with lots of questions as well, in the best possible way. Does that make sense?
Right. Totally. I mean, that's totally, and that's one of the things, actually, I generally try to do, is to say I don't have answers, only more questions, because life is not so easy as just, you know, take the red or the green pill. There's so much more. And as we start to develop more of a vocabulary for life, we have more questions. We get more answers, but we keep learning and going and just being told, you know, you go in and someone tells you what this or that, there's so many possibilities. So the more you keep learning, for me, that just makes life so much more rich. But to answer, you know, your question sort of about what's different than massage and or like chiropractic or other methods for working with the body, is that Rolfing is a system. It has its own unique unique principles for working with a complete system of a body. So there's so many things that we're working with, including the fascia, including looking at you know, muscle, looking at bone relation. So there's a call to prayer in the background. So if that's too loud, I apologize.
Listen, I'm working from home. You might hear a spaniel in the background at my house. Don't worry about it.
So as long as we don't have the cats and the dogs, but it's really a much more, in some ways, I think of a much more philosophical approach to what does it mean to be in a human body. So we're not just looking at, well, how does the muscle move, but how does the person move, and we're looking at how the toe relates to the head, and how our expression of our emotions represent in the lived experience of being human.
And I wanted to ask you, you know, if someone does come to you with a specific problem, let's say frozen shoulder or neck pain, why do you look at the whole body? I mentioned before it's to do with that kind of structural integrity. So you have to look at that holistic, that kind of the 360 approach, I guess.
Well, I mean, when you walk, you're pressing off of your foot when you walk. But what's being used? I sometimes say, like, where does your ankle end and your leg begin? Most of the muscles of your foot are actually in your leg. And so, if you're looking at just a small part, you're missing a bigger part. And how does that shin connect into your knee, and how does that knee connect into your hip, and all the way up? So everything's always actually working together. There's a system of called biotensegrity, which is a way of looking at the full connection of the body, of how the bones and muscles are all interrelated. And if you injure one thing, there will be compensations elsewhere. So if you're only looking at one part, you're missing the bigger picture. You can look at the tree and just completely miss the forest, but we are these multidimensional forests.
Andrew, can I ask you, what is the significance of 10 sessions, and can you get any benefit from just one?
Yeah, so that's two questions. I'll answer the second one first. The second one first is easier. Yeah, I guess the two that kind of relate. This, you can come in for one and you'll work with something. The 10 sessions is a recipe, so quote-unquote recipe is what we call it, because of how you're basically breaking apart. You're taking one giant session and breaking 10 parts and how you're working. So you're more or less, I'm going to say taking apart, which doesn't sound very nice, but it's just the best words we can use, and words will limit us, but you're sort of taking apart what life has done for us, and then rebuilding in the ways that are the way that we were designed, maybe the architecture, the blueprint, because as humans we're very adaptable, so we can, if we do get a little bit of an injury, we're not going to just stop, we have to move around it, and then we develop compensation. So we're looking at how to help with those compensations that we've develop, whether it's physical, emotional, psychological, or whatever, and we're kind of putting things back together and allowing for integration. So the 10 session recipe is great because it kind of touches everything, and it has this beautifully defined way of doing it. But not everybody can come in for 10, and there's many reasons: time, economics, various things. So I actually end up getting a lot of people coming in for one or two. We don't necessarily do the whole complete system, but you don't always need that. You know, your car, you don't wait for your car to break down before repairing it all. Sometimes you have to bring it into the shop for a little touch up here and there. Yeah, you know.
We've had a question from Ramya Andrew saying, could this help with chronic pain or even scoliosis? My son suffers with both. Thank you.
Thank you. And yes, I mean, chronic pain. So, I mean, my answer actually is generally always maybe, because there's so many variables. But experientially, yeah, it's great for chronic pain, because you're actually looking at, well, what is causing, as much as you can find, the chronic pain. Like you mentioned frozen shoulder before. In my experience, frozen shoulder a lot of times has a strong emotional context to it. I've met a lot of women that I've worked with that have had it, and it came on around the time their mother died. And so looking at this sense of fear, of grieving, of holding, that then represents what does holding look like, but an inability to move because we're stuck. So I've seen, and again, in my experience, this is not please don't think if you have frozen shoulder and your mother hasn't passed away that, you know, there's a quackery.
It's a sign. No.
Experientially, it's like, you know, you sort of look and see. So here's something that could be considered a chronic pain issue. You can't move your shoulder, your inability. And in my experience, a lot of people go in and go really strong, deep pressure, moving things here and there, whereas sometimes bringing in other approaches that to look at it that are actually more helpful, bringing in a little bit of what would be, some people might know as craniosacral therapy, or also looking at, well, why is there no support in the shoulder? Is there a block below that we're not able to get transmission of force, and so the shoulder doesn't have support, so it's more or less stopped itself. So they're looking at bigger pictures are generally really helpful for chronic pain and scoliosis as well. But there's also another part of scoliosis, which is looking at form and function. So as humans, we generally love form over function, right? We look at something, we say, oh, it's so beautiful. Scoliosis can be highly functional, and sometimes putting someone into a pattern that isn't as functional for them because they've adapted in one way or another is not always what's beneficial for them. But one thing that also really separates Rolfers is that we're not really looking at disease. We're not trying to fix disease. We're trying to see working with patterns of health. We're trying to see what is working and how do you make that work better. And there's such a way of how we've now all developed in this sort of Western world of like, I'm sick, I need to do this. And instead of seeing, well, what is working and how do you expand that? And could that actually be helpful to work with that thing that is seen as unhealthy?
And this is why we spoke for about 2 hours yesterday. We are running out of time, Andrew. I'm going to have a quick chat with Ada from Saver very, very soon. That's next. If you do have any questions for Andrew Rosenock, who is a world leader when it comes to the alternative therapy of Rolfing, please do get in touch. It's 4001. Speaking about Saver, next.
Hold on for one more day. Join the conversation on Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
On Dubai Eye, 103.8. The Business Breakfast on Dubai Eye on One.
Keeping you updated and informed.
The lighter side.
Spare a thought for all the bungee jumping companies down in Queenstown. What are they up to at the moment? How do they pirouette?
But
tying up sheep, Tom.
The big difference between...
sheep bungeeing. We're onto something completely different here now, aren't we?
Woolly jumper. Moving on.
Bar bungee.
And coming up...
It's all about the Bitcoin. How high can it go? Join the conversation weekdays from 6 a.m.
with DP World, Rackbank and Dubai Investments.
The Business Breakfast on Dubai Eye on One.
Roses are red, violets are blue. A holiday to the Maldives is a dream come true. Escape to the paradise islands of the Maldives with the one you love from only 1,999 dirhams. Book by 14th of February at Etihad.com. Etihad, choose well.
Have a look out for the Spinneys Local Business Incubator Program winners' products now available in store. Spinneys, eat well, live well.
Choose to vaccinate so you can visit your parents again. Choose to vaccinate to get peace of mind. Choose to vaccinate and triumph over COVID-19. Whatever your reason, free COVID-19 vaccines are now available for all citizens and residents. Visit doh.gov.ae to find out where you can get vaccinated. Choose to vaccinate today.
The Expo 2020 Pavilions Premiere is live. Book your tickets now at expo2020dubai.com to experience Terra, the Sustainability Pavilion. Discover how we humans are changing light into energy, air into water, and even wasteland into forests. Join us at the Expo 2020 Pavilions Premiere, open until April 10th, 2021.
You're listening to Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
Join the conversation on Dubai Eye 103.8.
That conversation is all about health. We're talking about COVID anxiety and how mindset can absolutely help in recovery after 4 o'clock. So any questions relating to that, get in touch now. In conversation now with Andrew Rosenstock and Ada from Saver. Andrew is a world-renowned rolfing expert and is in Dubai for the next month or so, maybe longer if he can be convinced. Andrew, I know you're on speakerphone there with Ada, so I wanted him to quickly put a question to you that came in on 4001 saying, my mum is 65 and has terrible knee pain. It's difficult for her to walk, has tried everything. Would your therapy help? Thank you. And I was just expecting we'd get quite a few specific questions around different body parts and different things like that. And I know your answer is going to be, it depends. But I came to see you about some knee pain.
Sorry, Helen, can you repeat that? It broke up once a little bit. I heard just the very beginning about knee pain, but I couldn't hear the rest.
Somebody's mum is age 65, has terrible knee pain, mm-hmm. and finds it hard to mm-hmm. walk. Are you able to explain a little bit how Rolfing could come into play there?
For sure. And first of all, I'm sorry to hear about your mom.
There's my dog's barking.
There it is. See, I knew it was going to come. I didn't even know you had a dog, and I knew it. One of the first things we're going to really look at is movement, very different than maybe how like a physio will look at. We're going to see how things are functioning. But in particular, looking at knees, especially in relation to ankle and hips, as they're on both sides. A lot of times as we age, we start to move a little bit differently, especially with our relation to gravity, and we start to get a great of falling. I could go into longer reasons, but more or less, it's going to be really helpful because a lot of the knee problem isn't really in the knee, it's elsewhere, which is then referencing into the knee. So we're able to kind of see how are they moving well and where are they not, and trying to help that develop more, that they're able to actually free up restrictions in the opposite areas to help free the area that is being impinged, if that makes somewhat sense. It's a quick answer. Unfortunately, my answers are generally never quick. So.
No, I apologize. And I apologize to the dogs as well. I think somebody's at the door. No. Working from home problems. We will speak to Ada another time, I'm sure, because I want to find out more about what's happening over at Saver. But we're heading over now to the ARR News Centre. And after that is our Psychology Hour with Dr. Sarah Rasmi. Any questions, any concerns, get in touch now. It's 4001. That's next.
Join the conversation.